AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York, where a jury has reportedly reached a verdict in former President Trump's rape and defamation case. We are still waiting on that outcome, but the trial's been going on for weeks now in New York. Author E. Jean Carroll accused Mr. Trump of attacking her at a department store in the 90s. The former president has denied it. High-stake debt ceiling talks are still going in Washington. CBS's Stephen Portnoy's at the White House.
As the first such meeting of congressional leaders here this year convenes, neither side appears interested in budging. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre accuses Republicans of trying to hold the country hostage for spending cuts.
Congress has to do their job. Super simple.
But at the Capitol, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters the president needs to take the GOP's demands more seriously.
In El Paso, Texas, Border Patrol's bracing for a rush of migrants. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
As the policy debates continue, border cities and many other shelters have become overwhelmed.
We've been here 3 days already. It's difficult because we don't have anything to eat.
Hundreds of migrants, like 24-year-old Demario Jones, have been waiting across the border near San Diego since last week, many without food or water.
Just want to go to the U.S. to get a work, to change my life and live a good life.
Title 42 expires in 2 days. Ladies should head to the doctor sooner. Dr. Celine Gounder.
Studies suggest that if all women got their mammograms every other year starting at age 40, we could reduce breast cancer deaths by 20%.
A Utah children's book author is facing murder charges for killing her husband. Here's CBS's Steve Kathan.
It's alleged Corey Richens spiked husband Eric's drink with 5 times the lethal dose of fentanyl, then hours later called police in the middle of the night to report he was unresponsive. Her book, titled Are You With Me, is a picture book to help kids deal with the loss of a loved one.
The White House wants an investigation into the death of a homeless man who choked to death on a New York City subway.
That's protesters demanding justice for 30-year-old Jordan Neely. Witnesses say the unhoused man with a history of mental illness was acting erratically before Marine veteran Daniel Penny choked him for several minutes. Neely's death has been ruled a homicide.
That's CBS's Allison Keyes reporting. Thousands of writers are still striking for higher pay in Hollywood. Tom Hanks talked about it today on CBS Mornings.
There is going to have to be some sort of sit down, and for the common good of the story, the arts and sciences, and a business of show.
Yes.
Like minds are going to have to come down and be equitable.
President Biden even said he hopes a fair deal is reached soon. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Young voters in Wisconsin had the highest turnout in the nation for the November election. Data from the Census Bureau shows nearly half of voters aged 18 to 24 cast a ballot, though that data is subject to a wide margin of error. Also in the top 10 for youth voter turnout, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Colorado. As of tomorrow, the White House is ending the COVID-19 public health emergency. Wisconsin residents can still order 2 free at-home COVID tests per household per month through the state's Say Yes COVID test program, but only while supplies last. Stockpile expected to run out by the middle of this month. Wisconsin Department of Health Services Deputy Secretary Deb Standridge says COVID will be part of our lives going forward. That's why it's still important to get vaxxed and boosted. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Love the outdoors, but lack the gear to explore it? River West Outdoor Pro Shop has everything you need. Rock climbing, snowshoeing, kayaking, and more. Don't know what you need? Come visit the shop located in the basement of Milwaukee Turners at 1034 North Velar Phillips Avenue. Their friendly staff will help you find what you need. For questions and hours, call 414-272-1733, extension 16. 414-272-1733, extension 16.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And two announcements. One, we have a pair of free Brewer tickets for some of the best seats in the House. The game against Kansas City, Friday night, first pitch, 7:10 p.m. To the third caller. The third caller today, we'll get two tickets. And it's going to be a great game. Great game here in Milwaukee. The second announcement is this. This is breaking news. And I mean really breaking news. It's hot smoking news. It came in about 3 minutes ago. The jury in the E. Jean Carroll case came back with a verdict. And the verdict was against Donald Trump and was for E. Jean Carroll, $5 million. The jury has awarded $5 million. $5 million to E. Jean Carroll from Donald Trump for abuse of her and defamation of her. And that's a very, very quick verdict. It was about a couple of hours, three hours. E. Jean Carroll won the case. Trump lost the case. He's going to come up with 5 million bones. And let me tell you something. It's amazing about this. First of all, he's the first president in the history of the United States who's been accused of this kind of conduct. First president that had that kind of an award against him. But more importantly, this happened back in the 90s, and E. Jean Carroll had a lot of dignity. She had a lot of poise and presence. And Trump, you know, he goes into that like he doesn't care. He knows he's guilty. He knows he did it. When I say guilty, this was not a criminal trial because it occurred 30 years ago. If it had been a criminal trial, he'd go to prison. But the legislature in New York opened up the window in the statute of limitations for a number of civil claims, not just for her. And in fact, not even with any knowledge of her. But a legislature can't reopen a criminal statute of limitations retroactively under the Constitution. Under the Constitution, it can open up a civil statute of limitations, and that's what happens here. So there you have it. E. Jean Carroll. E. Jean Carroll bagged him. Trump lied, said it didn't happen. The jury decided he was lying. She was telling the truth, and it's going to cost him $5 million, 5 million simoleons, and it's about time. It's about time. Now, I want to talk about, and we'll get to the lines in a second. Third caller, two tickets, Kansas City game, Brewers game, Friday night. And by the way, just so you know, you can catch the Brewers on Civic Media. You can catch the Brewers in the Fox River Valley on Oshkosh, our Oshkosh Air Support Station, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, or you can catch it in Richland Center, WRCE News. You can catch it in Richland Center, and it's 102 FM and 1450 AM. So catch the Brewers on Civic Media if you're in Richland Center or the Fox River Valley, Oshkosh and Richland Center, and then catch it in person if you're the third caller today. But good for Eugene Carroll. I mean, the humiliation, the terrible cross-examination. You know, here she is. She's in the dressing room, and he rapes her. And $5 million. She had a lot of dignity, a lot of courage, a lot of courage. I'll tell you what. I'll take one caller now if it's on Eugene Carroll. But then I want to get into the first segment here before we take further calls. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Eugene?
This is definitely on Eugene Carroll. And I think this is wonderful that happened today. You know, this guy that gets away with, you know, running down women all the time, oh, they're not my type, not my type. First of all, rape and sexual assault like that is an act of violence and hate. And also, I think a note for all lawyers is to get pictures of the person when the sexual assault occurred at that time. And I thought that was just wonderful that they had actual pictures of what an attractive woman she was at that age and looking just like one of his wives. And so the dirty, rotten scoundrel, CD you-know-what, finally is being held accountable for one instance of his really bad behaviors. And I hope people out there with an R after their name that support this kind of guy will have their eyes open, because there's many other cases that have not been prosecuted because these women could not stand up. And this lady, boy, she gets an award for standing up to all of the things that
you're going to. Gene, you're going to love this. Here's Trump's statement. It just came in. This is hot, smoky news. Here's what Trump said about the verdict. Quote, I have absolutely no idea who this woman is. This verdict is a disgrace, a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. What kind of guy, you know, 5 million bones, 5 million bones. And let me quick give you the breakdown of the 5 million. She got 1.7 million for reputation repair because he called her a liar. $1 million in damages over that. 280 grand in punitive damages for defamation, 20 grand punitive damages for battery. It come out really very, very close to what I just said. And she was abused and she was defamed. So good for her. Good for her. They did a heck of a job. But what kind of guy says stuff like it's a witch hunt? I didn't know her. If he continues to lie about that, what else is he going to do? He'll lie about anything. Gene, thanks a lot for calling in. That is it is great news. And yeah, I have a message to everybody listening to this who supports Trump and the Republican Party. I respect the fact if you're a Republican, we have Republicans and Democrats. You respect that I'm a Democrat. And to my Navy veteran buddies who are Republicans, God bless you. To my Navy and veteran Democrats, God bless you. But all I'm saying is this, at some point, we got to have some standards in the presidency. Bill of Econwalk the other day said, hey, this guy wouldn't be elected prom king if he sexually assaulted 23 women. This is the smoking gun. It's right here. And the Republican Party can do better. Come up with a better candidate. Okay, here's what I want to say now. And this is, in a way, an alarm. There's some new information here. I have said for a long time that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, and it gives the impression that it's still in process. Folks, it's more than still in process. Here's what's coming. There was a report just issued by some eminent sociologists and political scientists who crunched all of the numbers with voter repression, what's happening in the various states, and the age of the justices. They've concluded, because some of them are quite young, they've concluded that it will be the year 2065, before the Democrats even have a hope of taking a majority in the Supreme Court. That's 40 years from now. That's 42 years from now. And what happens in the interim and what's happened so far? First of all nine justices, not just the Republicans, have refused to adopt ethics requirements at the request of Congress. All nine of them. They sent a letter. And then Roberts, the Chief Justice, sends a letter and he goes, well, we just adopted one of our own. When was it? 6 days ago. End of April is when he did it and when he sent the letter. Can you imagine? 6 days ago. A couple of the justices have been bribed. Clarence Thomas has his hand out all the time. He has for 20 years. I've gone through all the money he's been given, and I'm not going to do it again now. You know what he got. His wife got money, told not to use her name. He got free vacations. His mother's house got bought. The tuition at for about $150,000 and more at an expensive boarding school for his great nephew who he raised as a son. You may say, okay, well, so what? Is there a linkage to a case? Let me tell you the signal. There is a thing called an amicus brief. Amicus curiae. You know what that means in Latin? It means friend of the court. You can, in any case, even if you're not part of it, put a motion in front of the judge and say, can I file a brief? And they don't say, who the hell are you? They say, why do you want to do it and all that? And they frequently let you in the Supreme Court. He starts seeing amicus briefs from these groups that his buddies are involved in. He knows that they want a certain result because they say it in their brief. They say it in their brief. And he has stepped up to the plate for them. Give you three cases. Shelby County versus Holder, about, 13 years ago. They gutted the Voting Rights Act 5-4. The bribed Clarence Thomas provided the vote to do it. Citizens United, 11 years ago, 5-4, the bribed Clarence Thomas voted to say that any restrictions on contributions are out the window so that these billionaires can come in and control elections. The Dobbs case, just recently, 5-4. You may say, Matt, it was 6-3. Part of it was 6-3. That was the half of the case where they upheld the Mississippi 15-week bar. But the rest of it, the other half, was get rid of Roe v. Wade entirely. Roberts didn't go along with that. That was 5-4. The bribe Clarence Thomas was on that one, too. He's not the only one. Roberts' wife got $10.5 million from law firms for calling them up and saying, hey, I think you should hire this guy because he's really at the top of his class in a good law school. $10.5 million. Gorsuch sold a crummy fishing cabin out where somewhere in the boonies in Colorado. He couldn't sell. Suddenly, after he's in the Supreme Court, guy from one of the biggest law firms in the country goes, hey, I really like that fishing cabin. I want that fishing cabin. And he makes $500,000. When he couldn't sell it before. When he could not sell it before. And there's a lot more on this. I'm going to go down this litany right after the break. But I'll tell you what. The crown jewel that they're about to pass on is the independent legislature theory in Moore versus Harper. I'm going to describe how that will devastate us till 2065 and beyond. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Horizon Healthcare helps individuals recover from the devastating effects of mental illness and drug dependency. They're currently seeking a first shift office administrative assistant to join their Waukesha team. Qualifications include a high school diploma and basic computer skills. Starting pay is $18 per hour. Contact Tiffany Sanchez now at 414-841-2972. That's 414-841-2972. Join the Horizon Healthcare team today. Contact Tiffany Sanchez at 414-841-2972.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 46. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Lows around 51. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Temps a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to go to the end of this segment subject before we get to the lines. Do not hang up. Why do I say that these three bribed justices, and there may be more, we don't have all the information. I'll explain why in a second. Several of them are going to be there till 2065. I'm going to put the icing on the cake for the right-wing billionaires. Here's why I say it. Under the independent legislature theory, they will rule that the electors for president, in other words, the electoral college, picked by the legislature, not an election, not a free election. Doesn't matter what you do. Beauty contest, beauty contest. That means that next time Voss's fake electors will actually be the electors. And they'll be crooked. They'll be crooked. They vote for Trump. No matter what you think, it does not matter what you think. And these tarantulas who have been bribed in the Supreme Court are going to be the reason. Now, somebody came out and said just the other day, and it's a very, very good statement, just organizing can't outdo voter suppression laws. What do we mean by that? I'm going to give you some data. Since 2008, black voting in states dominated by Democrats have been up by 1.8%. Black voting in states dominated by Republicans have dropped by more than 4%. All of these laws that make it a criminal offense to disrupt the line of sight of a thug that the Republicans say can sit there and monitor, all of these laws that say, well, why don't we sue a few people who are felons and thought they could vote now because they were told by their elections board they could. They threaten and they scare. In Georgia, between 2018 and 2022, the black percentage of black voters voting went from 47.8 to 43.2. Hispanic from 27.6 to 25.1, down. And youth voters went from 33% to 26%. Constant, relentless voter suppression legislation that is selectively enforced only against black, Hispanic, and young voters has an effect. Voter suppression is not a campaign tactic. What it is it's a deprivation of constitutional rights. It's immoral and illegal. Hey, right here, we had Cleta Mitchell. Remember this Trump gal on the Bradley Foundation board, who had that message where it said, basically, university students are lazy. We should not put voting machines in dorms, because they'll tumble out of bed and yawn and vote and go back to bed. Who the hell? I don't know what she did in bed, when she was in college. But most college kids I know, a lot of them have part-time jobs. They're serious students. They don't just tumble out of bed, vote, and go back to bed. This is the attitude of the Republican Party. And then you had the Republican here in Milwaukee after the last election and goes, you know, we've driven down minority voting. They boast about it. They boast about driving down minority voting. And now we have a clown situation. We can't get any judges through that Biden appoints because Dianne Feinstein will not resign. She also won't come back to Washington because Dianne Feinstein has dementia. She does not have shingles. She has dementia. Dementia. There are 100 senators in the Senate, and they have passed sweetheart rules to enhance their prestige. And it requires the consent of every one of the 100 to let Schumer replace her even temporarily on the Judiciary Committee. If he doesn't, then the Judiciary Committee now only has 10 Democrats, 10 Republicans, and the Republicans won't let any judge out for a vote. Anyone. And Schumer, with their sweetheart rules, can't even put it out, say, all right, I overrule it. And Sinema and Manchin will not step in and get rid of the filibuster and order it. None of them will even criticize Tommy Tuberville in Alabama for holding up the appointments, the promotions of almost 200 admirals and generals because he wants some rule that female members of the service can't get abortions. The Chinese are watching this. The Ruskies are watching this. And these clowns, they're all in some kind of an ego bath in the Senate, all 100 of them. Won't do anything to change the rules. Here's a little known fact. Dianne Feinstein, you heard the other month or so that she wasn't running for re-election. That didn't come from her. She was angry. Her staff finally did it, her chief of staff, because she had dementia. You can't ask a demented person who's 89, do you want to still be in the Senate? They'll say, yeah. Do you want to resign? Nah, why should I resign? Why should I resign? She's got to be removed, but there is no removal process for senator other than impeachment, because nobody will impeach her. And you even have people who are complaining about somehow that this is an attack on women. Are you kidding me? She has dementia. She doesn't have shingles. We can't get a judicial appointment through. We can't get it through. We can't even get it down. Get her out of there. I got news for her chief of staff. Hold a press conference and say she's resigning. She's resigning. He already said that she wasn't going to run for re-election. Go the whole nine yards. This is what is happening in our country today. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. The third caller gets two tickets on Friday night. Talk to you right after the break. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't no friend of mine.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report, a quick but mixed verdict in New York City, where author E. Jean Carroll accused former President Trump of rape and defamation. CBS's Nora O'Donnell has details.
A jury in New York has found that Trump sexually abused and defamed E. Jean Carroll and awarded her $5 million in damages.
Trump did not testify in this two-week trial, and CBS's Elaine Quijano tells us that may have hurt his case.
Donald Trump had the opportunity to appear here in court in the Southern District of New York to testify during the course of this trial, and the former president did not appear.
Again, a jury has rejected rape claims against former President Trump today, but did find that he abused and defamed E. Jean Carroll back in the 90s. Mr. Trump doesn't face any prison time, but a jury has awarded the author $5 million in damages. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The man suspected of killing a Western Wisconsin deputy was out on parole Saturday afternoon. That's according to Minnesota prison officials. Jeremiah Johnson was convicted of kidnapping and rape in 2016. Johnson has a long history of committing violent crimes. Investigators say he killed Katie Lysing during a drunk driving stop Saturday. Looks like he shot himself about an hour later. The Brewers are changing their alcohol sales policy again. It's been a month since the team decided to extend the deadline to buy alcohol into the eighth inning, but now the deadline is moving back to the seventh. The Brewers say they didn't have any issues, it's just that extending the deadline didn't increase sales by that much. In sports, the Brewers beat the Dodgers last night 9-3. Eric Lauer starts for Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator, or business professional and want to grow your career, visit nshorehc.com/careers to find out why North Shore Healthcare is the right choice for you.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot of you on the lines. I'm going to get to you in order. Do not hang up. The third caller that I call on gets two tickets. So the second caller I'm calling on now is Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Andrew?
Good afternoon, Professor. The only thing I see that stands in the way of Democrats doing well ever or in the future is money. And we've often had millionaires, billionaires maybe, running for office. But once they're lost and done, that's the... Where's Tom Steyer's money forming some kind of a dark pack, collecting money so we can defeat the... Bloomberg, where's his money defending the Democrats to defeat the Republicans? And then my other point, these three Democratic senators, Manchin, Sinema, and now Dianne Feinstein, it's a very short time till election time again. And if they're not going to work with the Democrats, take away their seats. They're not voting with us anyway, and anything that gets through, Biden will veto, and they don't have enough votes in the Republican Party to overturn his veto. So just take them off their committees and let them sit around and ponder their navels.
Good points, my friend Andrew. Thanks for calling. I always appreciate a call from Detroit, Michigan, our friends over there. The next caller I'm calling on is getting the tickets. It's Karina of Milwaukee. You're the winner, Karina. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind
Thank
today?
You. So, Matt, you know what? A lot of Americans don't know. And the reason you probably know, because you've traveled enough and you've heard enough of what people around the world saying about America. And you know that I'm Russian. I'm actually from Moscow, so I'm pretty much as Russian as it gets in terms of territory. So I moved here in 1995, and I tell you this, from 1995 to today, every year I have more embarrassment to talk to my family who lives there and asking me what is going on in the most powerful country in the world. Those people don't know what they're doing. Those people cannot agree on one thing. The only what is worried the most is transgender and the toilet question. What are we building for a bathroom? I mean, you are so right. And it feels like they don't care. They really don't care. They just don't. Right. They care about what kind
Karina.
Of policy they can push it through.
Yeah, Karina, let me tell you a couple of things. One, no, I'm delighted you call, and you're going to get two tickets. So, and don't hang up when you're done. You'll talk to Calvin. He'll get you the tickets. But number two, we're a democracy, Karina. We're a democracy, and sadly, Russia is not. And Russia was, for a time being, under Yeltsin for about 10 years before Putin bombed those apartment buildings in Moscow, lied and said they were the Chechens, and then he took over like a Stalin. So I'm happy for you. You're here. Welcome here. But one of the things about a democracy, Winston Churchill said, here's what he said, quote, democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the alternatives. So I love it when you call. Thank you for calling. Cassandra Middleton, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Cassandra?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You were talking about Dianne Feinstein and her mental incapacity. And, you know, as you were talking about her, I just thought about what leader could really put pressure on the California delegation to do something about Feinstein and make her resign or make her, you know, want to spend more time with her family. And the one president I think of would be LBJ. LBJ, he would have found a way to get Feinstein out of that seat. We don't have that kind of leadership today. And sadly, it would have been the vice president, who is from California, if she was a stronger leader, she could have leaned on Feinstein and also people around her to stress the importance of having someone represent the state and also to execute the duties of the senator. But we just have very, very weak leadership, and the reason why we have it is so the Democratic Party can do what they're doing. They don't have to be held accountable. So,
thanks. That's an interesting comment, and I will simply say this. The one person in government now who has the negotiating skill with other senators and the experience is Joe Biden. And what Joe, I think, is going to have to do very quickly is do a trip to California and then meet with Feinstein separately and say, Dianne, we love what you did. You've been a great senator. But, Dianne, we can't get a judge through. And instead of waiting till 2024, she's going to be in that seat. till January of 2025. That's almost 2 years. And she isn't showing up. And then this is a terrible thing. I'm going to say it right now. What I would do is I would talk to her chief of staff, say, just hold a press conference and say she's resigning, and then have Gavin Newsom thank her and point someone else. And she says, I'm not. Well, you know, she has dementia. And God bless her. She's been a fine senator and fine whatever. I think she was mayor of San Francisco at one time. But as she's 89. If she were to have run for re-election, she'd be 96 at the end of the next term. And when you have dementia, there's got to be a mechanism to get you out of there, especially when the Republicans are blocking any attempt to put anybody else on the Judiciary Committee. And the 100 senators all think they're Roman senators in Julius Caesar's time, and they should be carried in on velvet couches all the time. I'm tired of these guys. Very, very tired of these guys. Thanks for calling, Cassandra. Excellent call. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, well, it may be the Constitution, again, that can save us from the whole independent legislature theory, because in reading the 14th Amendment, Section 2, it actually says we have the right to vote for the electors for president and vice president. It actually, in plain text, it says, when the right to vote at any election for the choice of electors for president, vice president of the United States, representatives in Congress, executive and judicial officers of a state, or members of the legislature thereof, is denied to any, and here it says male inhabitants, but of course that's been changed since, of such a state, being 21, and that's changed, or in any way abridged, except for participation in the rebellion, the representation therein shall be reduced, but by the portion, the number of male citizens shall bear the whole number of male citizens, you know, that. So apparently there's a punishment doled out if you try to interfere with the right of citizens to vote for the elector, the actual electors for the president, vice president of the United States. So, I mean, it looks like the 14th Amendment actually does say that we actually select the citizens, act, the electors of which you and I are electors on the state, actually choose the electors that go and vote for the participate in the Electoral College. And that's right. Plain text from the Constitution. Now, if you deny that, then you're an oath breaker, and that and should be called accountable for it. I mean, they have,
you know,
to
Mark,
point that out,
yeah,
to them.
That's an excellent call. I'm going to build on that after I take the next caller. That's an excellent call. And here's what the Supreme Court, the tarantulas, have done is, when the 14th Amendment, which was passed in 1868, so it was after the Maine Constitution and the Bill of Rights, whenever it changes anything or improves on it, they interpret it as not applying. That's because they're crooked and because they're bribed. I mean, I'll be honest. Why beat around the bush? But I think that that's the kind of argument that has to be extended. I'm going to call the next caller, and then that's an important call you just made. I want to build on it some more. Hattie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Hattie. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Matt. As you were talking about Dianne Feinstein, I just see on the news that she's coming back. So
yeah, but when
the latest is that she's returning.
Well, she says she has shingles. Now, if she comes back, she has dementia. She got up when Amy Comey Barrett, remember Amy Comey Barrett was ratified. She hugged Lindsey Graham. She said, what a great, she didn't have a clue what had gone on. Now, what happened is a lot of activists said to Schumer, get her the hell out of the chairmanship, because she was going to be the chairman after that election. And he went to her and he browbeat her. And Cassandra had pointed out that he's no LBJ. That's true. But on the other hand, he did enough of a job. He beat her out of that, but she insisted on staying on the Judiciary Committee. Now, she says she's going to come back. She did co-sign a letter just yesterday that the Senate sent to Harlan Crow. He's the guy that bribed Clarence Thomas, saying they wanted all his records of the bribery. So, but, you know, senators don't sign those with their own signatures. They tell their staff to sign them. I don't know if her chief of staff is the one who signed it. But when she says she's coming back physically, that's all well and good. But let's see, is she going to sit? Can she physically come into the Senate and sit? Can she sit on the committee? Can she, if Schumer says, we want this judge because Biden nominated them, will she go along with all the other 10 Democrats? If she'll do that, what she is like is a puppet. Howdy Doody. You know, none of you out there are young enough to ever watched Howdy Doody, probably, but Howdy Doody, you know, is a puppet, sits on somebody's knee, a wooden puppet, and then it's a ventriloquist. That's fine if the chief of staff does that. The chief of staff did that for some Southern senators, for Strom Thurmond. Strom Thurmond, you know, was almost 100 when he left the Senate. He was nuttier than a fruitcake by the time, you know, he hit his 90s, and he'd walk around. He had a red wig on, and he didn't know where he was walking. He'd bump into doors. His chief of staff was the senator, and they would prop him up like Howdy Doody. They would say, what is the position of Strom Thurmond? And the chief of staff would say whatever the Republican sultan would say. And I'm surprised he didn't move his jaw for him. That's exactly what happened. Why are we doing this? Why are we having these kinds of discussions? If she's willing to be Howdy Doody, fine. That's all she'd be willing to do. Listen, Hattie, thanks an awful lot for calling. I appreciate that tip. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. All the Republicans are Howdy Doodies. They're told what to say every day, so that's kind of funny because I actually do remember him. But as far as Manchin goes, I hope he runs again and wins West Virginia because he's the only Democrat that I think could win there. But Sinema is a different deal. She's the independent. And Feinstein, I had an uncle that had dementia. If you have dementia, even if somebody tells you to say something, I don't know if you can repeat it. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible disease. So I hope somebody somewhere in the Democratic Party fixes this because we need those judges. We desperately need those judges to counteract all the Trump's appointees. So thanks. Thanks, Matt. Bye.
Excellent point, Paul. Thanks for calling. And listen, it's not just me because no judges are getting in because it's 10-10 on the Judiciary Committee right now. So she says she's coming back to, that's probably her staff saying that. She physically has to be there. She can't do it remotely. And when she's asked for her vote, she can't stab herself in the forehead with an ice cream cone, okay? I mean, she's got to come right out and say, okay, this is how I vote. And I'm not the only one saying this. The New York Times editorial today, the whole editorial board said, Feinstein, it's time for you to step aside. Not an attack against her. She's 89, and she's starting to lose it. And this is costing us judges. She'll be on there almost 2 more years. We can't go and burn 2 years of Biden's presidency. And it's not a sure thing that the Democrats win in 2024. I think we will. Why are we gambling on this? Her chief of staff and Biden have to strong arm her and get her the heck out of there. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 47 tonight under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 76. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 50. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the water.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to comment on the point made by Mark from the SAC, and it's an excellent comment. The 14th Amendment, Section 2, says, representatives shall be apportioned among the several states according to their respective numbers, counting the whole number of persons in each state, blah, blah. But when the right to vote at any election for the choice of electors for president and vice president, and it goes on to talk about Congress, the reference to mail was repealed in the 19th Amendment when women were given the right to vote. The reason why the 14th Amendment, that's probably the most important amendment to the Constitution outside of the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, and obviously the First Amendment, the most important, but the 14th Amendment overturns the rule in the Constitution that says the electors are selected by the legislatures. And why is that? Because in 1788, when George Washington became president, first of all, there were no other candidates. There's no election. He's the guy that won the Revolutionary War. They wanted him by acclamation. A lot of them wanted him as king. I'm not kidding. King George I of the United States of America. A lot of them. And if he had said that, he would have been. This guy is an undervalued guy because, yeah, everybody goes Madison and Jefferson and this one and Benjamin Franklin, you know, were smarter and they did this and that. But Washington had a lot of character. And Washington said, no, we're not going to have a king. I'm not going to be king. I'm going to be the president. And you didn't have elections. Okay. Fast forward, they started to be presidential elections. By 1868, remember, 80 years later, 14th Amendment passed in 1868 after the Civil War. It refers to voting for president and vice president for people in general. That is an amendment. The 14th Amendment is an amendment to the original Constitution. The original Constitution also said that the state legislatures got to pick the senators, believe it or not. Up until about 105 years ago, what would happen is the present gerrymandered Republicans would pick the two senators. It'd probably be Voss and LeMahieu. I mean, that's what would happen. The problem was these kinds of people were so incompetent and frequently back in the 19th century so crooked that people got tired and disgusted. And 10 years ago, we passed an amendment, the 17th Amendment, that said there'll be direct election of the U.S. senators by the electorate in the states. They didn't say again the same thing about president because the 14th Amendment seemed to take care of that. Now the six tarantulas, three of them bribed, maybe more for all I know, granted certiorari is a Latin term to make more certain. What it means is that they granted review in Moore v. Harper out of North Carolina. And the request in Moore v. Harper was that the independent legislature theory be enshrined in law just because the Supreme Court said so. And you don't get certiorari, you don't get to be reviewed in the U.S. Supreme Court unless you have 4 votes out of 9. So all it would take is one more after oral argument, and that would be the law of the land. Now, let me tell you something. The Constitution doesn't say we have 3 branches of government and one of them can overrule the other 2. It doesn't say that. We have the legislative. That's the Congress. Executive, that's the White House, Biden, no. And the judiciary. And it does not say that the judiciary can overrule the executive and can go and overrule the Congress. What's happened is, by assent, starting with the case of Marbury v. Madison about 1804, we have grudgingly acquiesced to their stepping in occasionally to set things right under the fiction that they have some constitutional right to overturn the other two. But when you have them bribed, and you have them right now looking like they'll be in control till the year 2065, and now they're saying that you can't vote for president after all if the legislatures don't want you to, and the legislatures are gerrymandered, and they're gerrymandered because they gutted the Voting Rights Act in Shelby County versus Holder back around, I don't know, 13 years ago. And so they pulled a fast one. And they're going, well, this is the law. The law is what the Supreme Court says. And if you think that our three Democrats are holier than that, let me tell you something. Schumer and Durbin sent them a letter and saying, why don't you pass a code of ethics or we'll pass one for you. All nine of them wrote a letter back saying, drop dead. All nine of them said, drop dead. And then Robert said, well, we just passed the code of ethics. When did you do it? I think it was April 24th. And this was like a week ago. You know, it was like six or seven days. Suddenly they got ethics. I'm tired of this. Be aware of this. We're going to talk about it some more in the future. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend, we have about 2 minutes and you're the last caller. What's your mind today, Jake?
Hey, Matt, speaking of the law, I just want to remind folks that today Donald Trump was found guilty by a unanimous jury verdict of having sexually abused and defamed E. Jean Carroll.
Right.
There were no dissenting votes. Everybody knows he's guilty. Anybody who saw his deposition knows Donald Trump is 100% guilty. No innocent person would ever talk like that and say, yeah, fortunately, I can get away with raping people. No, no, that's what a rapist says. And Donald Trump was found guilty of sexually abusing E. Jean Carroll. So I would like to hear some of our more conservative, family values-oriented folks, please explain to me why the Republican Party continues to lecture the rest of us about their so-called family values.
Yeah, okay, Jake, thanks for pointing that. Yeah, we had discussed that earlier. It broke just as we were going on the air, but that's a good addition by you, people who support Trump. And I got to say this at some point. People reflexively will vote for name recognition. So in polls, you'll say, oh, yeah, I recognize the Trump name. He was president. I don't know who these other guys are. I know Biden, and that's about it. That's all going to be developed. And I think, quite frankly, when you're a president and there's $5 million you were awarded, when you said, I didn't do it, I don't know who she is, she's not my type, and a jury says, yes, you did do it, you're lying. This is a guy running for president. And he put out a statement saying it's a witch hunt. I don't know who she is. It's a false verdict. He continues to lie about it. Now, this is the guy who also is in Putin's back pocket, and he lied about that. But he's going to pull us out of NATO, abandon Ukraine. Enough's enough. Unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct. Be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Later be past as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a changing.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Jingras, Thompson, and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.